Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, and today we're looking at Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, and I'll be quoting from the Message version by Eugene Peterson. Paul's letter to the Ephesians was written to a church 2,000 years and 14,000 kilometres from where we are now, and yet it speaks loud and clear to the people of Sanctuary gathered here today. This coming Saturday, the 11th of August, we will hold our annual review, and it will be a heap of fun. The review questions have been woven into party games, and so most of it should feel like play. But behind the play is serious intent, and it's that serious intent which I'll focus on now. Now, the temptation of a review is to approach it as people shaped by the dominant culture, which of course we all are. And so we turn up as individual consumers bursting with personal preferences. Perhaps you love chocolate ice cream, perhaps someone else likes strawberry. This person says we should sing songs from Credo. That person wants Common Rule music, and a third wishes we use more Taizé. We should have musical instruments, says one. We need more personal stories, says another. So-and-so loves the liturgy. Such-and-such can barely tolerate it. Some think we should reach out to Indigenous Australians, others to the LGBTI plus community, and still others that we should focus on children, or of course our own healing. One person wants more and better preaching. A second wants no preaching, but lots of discussion. Yet another thinks everything should be based around the dinner table, and young Harry wishes we'd all just shut up and play. This is not to say that our previous church experiences or our personal preferences are irrelevant, but in a church review, they take a back seat to the good of the whole. You are all called to journey on the same road and in the same direction, writes Paul, according to the Message paraphrase. So part of the work of a review is to discern the road we are taking together. It's not about our personal preferences, but about our common calling. This, of course, raises questions. Do we even have a sense of us or of walking as a group? On any given Sunday, 60% of our attenders are children and youth. They have little choice about whether or where they attend church. So how are young people, as well as older people, brought along on this journey? How are newcomers woven into the whole? And what forms us into one body, healthy in God and strong in love? Related to these questions are questions about our focus. Are we looking inwards or outwards? Are we simply serving our own needs, or do we have a heart for others? Are we walking towards diminishment? Or are we walking towards growth? Which direction leads to generosity, expansiveness of spirit, hospitality, a sense of freedom, a sense of hope? At the review, all these questions and more should be shaping your responses as we discern the direction we must head together. Through Christ's generosity, each of us is given their own gift, writes Paul. These gifts are to equip the saints for the work of servant ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So a second aspect of the review is to recognize that there are hundreds of things which we could be doing, many of them excellent, but we must focus on the particular work to which the Spirit calls us. We all have great ideas for other people to implement, and it would be easy to use the review to list them all. But each of us has been gifted by the Spirit for one purpose, to equip the saints for the work of servant ministry, for building up the body of Christ. This week, then, I encourage you to reflect on your gifts and the gifts of this congregation as a whole. What are you called to do, and who are you called to be? And what are we all called to do and to be together? What will you give in terms of time, money, or effort towards any vision? How will you contribute to equipping the saints, engaging in servant ministry, or building up the body of Christ? Praying through these questions should guide your responses as you help imagine Sanctuary's future. Every week, we gather as frail people, broken people, cynical people. We gather naive and wind-tossed and easily distracted. We gather as adults. We gather as children. We gather as people of different ages at different stages. We gather as people of different theological positions, with different preferences and different callings and different levels of commitment. We don't choose each other. The Spirit draws us together, and as long as we are faithful, the Spirit will keep drawing different people into the gathering. This fragility and this difference in our midst can feel daunting. But Paul is convinced that if followers of Jesus keep at this work, journeying with one another in love, speaking the truth in love, maintaining unity of spirit, and being like Christ in everything, if we can keep at this work, we will all come together in faith and in understanding of God's Son Jesus, until we are all fully mature, fully developed, and fully alive like Christ. So what would Sanctuary look like, fully mature and fully developed? What road will lead us to fullness of life in Christ? These are questions for you to ponder this week. And the leadership looks forward to hearing about your visions and your dreams this coming Saturday at our review. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.